Flash trading is one way to get the best price, but if you don't own a super-fast computer, our next story offers another way. In this recession, it seems more shoppers are haggling at stores. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has this story.
Leah Ingram and I are at Rogers Electronics Store in Flemington, New Jersey. Specifically, we're standing in front of a stainless steel double-door refrigerator that's marked clearance. Ingram claims not to be impressed.
It's $1,000. I was at Sears the other day, and I saw a refrigerator that's like twice that size that was the same price. So, you know, even though this seems like a good price, it's like, I could do better somewhere else. So, but we'll see what we can do.
And it's game on. As if on cue, store manager Harry Purcell walks over.
Is this on clearance because this is a floor model that you're selling?
Yes, it is.
If I was able to get a truck today and take this out, what could you do for me as far as the price?
The price is where it's at, what you see.
There's no wiggle room whatsoever?
No wiggle room whatsoever.
To me, this sounds like a setback. The opposing team's defense seems strong. But Ingram, who even finagles 10% off at the dentist, remains undeterred. Pressing Purcell harder, she learns about a tent sale going on outside. While Ingram wanders off in search of better bargains, Purcell says he's not new to haggling. Within the last 8 months, he says the number of people who might have never questioned the sticker price now ask him for what Ingram calls wiggle room.
So what percent of customers would you say are actually negotiating with you now?
I would say probably 40% at least.
And about a year ago, where was that?
Probably about 10%.
You haggle yourself when you're a customer?
Yes, I do. That's just in my blood. If I go out and purchase, I will haggle with whoever I'm purchasing off of.
Now, I'll admit, I'm a lame haggler. I feel powerless and also afraid to embarrass myself. Often, I'm not even aware there's any other price than the one on the label. So I consulted Michael Soon Lee before shopping with Ingram. He's the author of a book called Black Belt Negotiating. He immediately puts me to shame saying things like this.
I save over $2,500 a year just on going out to dinner.
Lee talks his way into frequent buyer discounts in places most people couldn't imagine haggling. At gas stations, dry cleaners, and at restaurants, he strikes deals where he gets money back for every $100 he spends. At other places, he might guarantee a certain amount of business or shop on their slowest days. And he negotiates this, apparently, with zen-like composure.
Before you ever go into the ring, you can't be afraid. Because if you are, you've already lost. And you've got to recognize in haggling, there's really nothing to lose. If you don't ask for a discount, the answer is already no.
You tell a vendor what you're worth to them, he says, and then you ask what they can do for you. Then there's the hard part. You sit and wait.
The next person who speaks loses.
Back at the tent sale at Rogers, Ingram has hit pay dirt.
$700? How could you get a side-by-side stainless steel refrigerator for $700?
She's looking flushed, elated. But without betraying her excitement, she still tries to negotiate the $75 delivery fee. Ingram fails on that count, but gets Purcell's card because she plans to come back and parlay her refrigerator purchase into a possible package discount when she's ready to buy a microwave and stove. As we wait for her payment to process, Ingram reminisces about victories past, like the time she and her husband offered half the $2,000 price for two leather chairs at a discount store called The Dump.
And they said no. So we said, all right, you know what we're going to do? We're just going to sit here. And it's like we had a sit-in at The Dump. And we did not move from those chairs. And, you know, the sales guy kept walking back and forth, and finally he was like, okay, how's $1,200? We're like, great, sold.
After we leave the store, we hit the sandwich shop next door, and without even thinking, I whip out my credit card and pay full price. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.